Welcome back. We knew you wouldn't be able to resist our scaretastic event. It's Haunted Heartland, only on MavRadio.fm.
All right, you guys. Welcome back to Haunted Heartland. I hope you guys have been enjoying what you guys have been listening thus far. And just remember, if you have that Twitter account, you can hop on and give us a little hashtag love at hashtag Haunted Heartland.
There we go. It worked that time. My Tweeter sound effect. There you
I
go.
Like
yeah.
I've got it. I've
the
got
tweeter,
it.
The Twitter. The
Twitter.
The Twittle. The twist.
Yeah, the Twitter. Yeah. Twitter app.
Your tweet.
The ones where you tweeting. Do hashtags.
Yes. You're tagging that hash. That hash is well and truly tagged, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, back to the spooky, scary stuff. Missy, you've got the next package.
All right. Well, you know that Halloween is full of traditions that we're all familiar with. But there are some other less-known traditions that have developed alongside the mainstream ones. Watching a Rocky Horror Picture Show with a crowd of dressed characters from the movie is one such tradition. Adam Priester has this story. I'm free.
Let it go. Halloween has been hijacked by little kids. Their tradition of trick-or-treating in costumes from whatever is the latest hit movie is getting tiresome. But for local drag performer Lucy Fur Roxia, she doesn't want to play the princess at Halloween. She and many others will be dressed in costumes from the Rocky Horror Picture Show and attending a public screening of the film at Flix Lounge in downtown Omaha. It's a night of celebration and fun that is a little different from the usual Halloween traditions, but you'll have to just see it for yourself to really understand. If you've never seen the movie, you may be in for quite a shock. For many people, including Lucy, seeing it for the first time in a communal setting can be an inspiring experience.
I was probably about like 13, and it was a really cool experience for me because I grew up in like a very like conservative household. It was my first exposure to like cross-dressing, trans, and like everything, so it was really like an eye-opening movie for me.
The movie made its debut in 1975 to little fanfare. By 1976, though, the film had developed a devoted fan base. Those fans established new traditions for watching the movie together and inviting audiences to participate with the movie. Jeremiah Morello, co-owner of Flix, believes it is because of this audience participation the movie can be both inviting and surprising for first-time viewers.
If you've never been to it before, you don't understand. It's an interactive movie where you're all throwing food at each other and it's raining and you're throwing rice. It developed into this whole almost like a party at the movie theater.
The movie is satirical, outrageous, and features the main character, Dr. Frankenfurter, who is, in his own words,
just a sweet transvestite.
Tim Curry has become infamous in part for playing this iconic role so well. Dr. Frankenfurter is commanding and intimidating in the film and shows audiences that wearing lingerie doesn't mean you have to be weak. Play with sign.
You look like you both pretty grooving. In the time that it was made was actually a very hard topic for people to swallow. Whereas this was just, it was just kind of like, fine, I'm a sweet transsexual from Transylvania, and the whole time he just owned the whole role, and that's the whole part of that movie, is it's just like, this is what I am, and here's what it is.
The rest of the cast features some other recognizable stars, including a young Susan Sarandon and the rock singer Meatloaf in the prime of his career. Of course, anyone can appreciate the humor in this movie, but it has a special appeal to LGBTQ people. Chuck Ritterbusch, another longtime fan, thinks that it can help bridge the gap of understanding between straight and queer people.
Perfect example, last year, one of the people that helped us out at the door was a straight couple. And the husband dressed as Frankenfurter in the corset and the panties and the fishnets and the high heels. And he was nervous walking in the door, but the minute the movie started playing and everything was going, first song came on and he was right on the stage doing Sweet Transvestite and having a great time. So it allows the people the opportunity to explore that side of themselves that they may not get any other time of the year.
Some say there is still much to be done in the way of improving our society to protect LGBTQ people. For example, in 29 states, including Nebraska, employers are allowed to fire employees simply because they are gay. Marriage rights are advancing, but still many elected officials are shy about granting true equality for these marginalized people. More than ever, this is the time to continue having events like this that celebrate diversity, pride in individual identities, and the power of community. If one person is inspired to be a visible and outspoken advocate because of a powerful unifying experience like this, then the event has been a success.
Frankenfurter's always been one of my favorite characters ever since then, and I guess I relate on a level because I do drag now. And it just kind of really started the entire process of being like, you don't have to do what society says, and you can really be you and do what you want to do. When you knocked, he thought you were the Candyman. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover.
For MavRadio.fm, I'm Adam Priester.
Very intriguing. Now, I have personally not seen Rocky Horror Picture Show all the way through, but if I was going to see it all the way through, I would definitely want to go and dress up with everybody and just go sing and dance and watch the full thing. All right, we have Adam Priester here with us. He is reporting from downtown Omaha. Adam, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, where are you reporting from?
We're here at the Marriott downtown, 9th and Douglas, where Marin was also reporting from.
Oh, awesome. So have you ever seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show in a public exhibition?
Well, yeah, when I was 18 years old, on a summer night, some of my friends just called me up and said, hey, they're showing this movie at midnight at the Dundee Theater downtown. I didn't, you know, I heard the name when they said it, but I had no idea what it was. I'd never heard of it before, and I went and was, I mean, I was just totally shocked and surprised by what I saw. I had no expectation going into it, and I left, you know, with a totally new perspective, I would say.
Well, that's awesome. So why do you think that protecting the LGBTQ people is important?
Well, I mean, they still face a lot of discrimination in a lot of different places. I mean, obviously we talked about, you know, in hiring for jobs, but also in housing, in schools, you know, kids are bullied and picked on often for perceived, you know, even being gay, whether they are or not, hardly even matters at that point, because as soon as some bully labels you that way, you know, it can be a real tough road, and that can lead to other problems later down the road, too, of, like, substance abuse and depression, and, you know, sometimes their families reject them, and they have to be, you know, they're forced to be homeless, so it's kind of a whole cycle of things that often can start very early on.
Wow, yeah. So based on that, why do you think that increased visibility for queer culture is important?
Well, I think when people see something, you know, in the media they watch or listen to or whatever that they can relate to, it has a way of empowering them. And when they feel empowered, they have confidence to be themselves, you know, and, you know, have something to kind of fall back on, I guess, to make themselves feel better when other people are trying to bring them down.
Exactly. Very good point. So we have a report on you busted out a Ouija board tonight.
Yes, that's correct. Marin and I were messing around with the Ouija board tonight. We tried it inside the building at first, and we're not having any results.
Did you try?
No ghostly prostitutes then. No voices from the, no voices, no cat house, no ghosts of cat house pasts.
Not yet, not just yet. We felt like the music inside was a little too distracting, and we tried moving it outside on a little patio, and we still did not get any results, and from out there we were blaming it on the freeway noise, but
well,
it's hard to say.
The spirits may have been dancing to some of the music. I mean, if I was a spirit, I would ditch a Ouija board and go dance to some of the music in the hotel.
Sure. Well, you would think.
Well, I mean, if you're haunting for the evening, I mean, would you rather just spend your time cooped up chatting with some moron through a Ouija board who is still living, or would you be doing the boogaloo with Anna, with the golden-hearted whores of Omaha in the Marriott Hotel? It seems like a no-brainer to me. No brain, yes, I've got no brain.
All right, Adam. Well, will you do us a favor and keep trying to bust that Ouija board out? Try to go to like a quiet place. Make sure you put a quarter on top of that Ouija board. I'm not superstitious, but a little stitious.
You're normal stitious.
Yeah.
You're average stitious.
So go to keep trying, and if you get anything, if you have any kind of results, be sure to call us back. We want to know what's going on with that Ouija board.
All right, I sure will.
All right, thank you so much, Adam.
Sure thing.
The Haunted Heartland show has taken many interesting turns over the past hour or so that we've been on the air. We thank you for your patience and compliance in following our little program, because of course you have no choice. You're just sitting there with your good little ears open as we fill your brain with content. Few more commercials, a little plug from the Federal Communications Commission. See, I know what the last C stands for now. And we shall return with more hauntings from the Heartland.